You know when sometimes you hear a particular statistic and you think, surely not, that can't be true. Who, you know, where do they get that from? Must have invented that or something. I've got one of those things here. But this must be true, because this is from BT. And if anybody has the sort of authority on the internet and all that, it's BT. So if they say something, it must be true. One in five people never sent an email, apparently, according to this press release here from BT. As the clocks go back, oh, this was from the 28th of October, Gabby Logan and BT urge people to use the extra hour to help someone send their first email to family and friends. So, unfortunately, the extra hour's gone now, but never mind. We can still sort of practice what they're sort of saying here. One in five, 20% of adults in the UK they've never sent an email, according to this research from BT's Get It Together campaign. The findings are released as Gabby Logan, who is fronting the campaign, is encouraging people to give an hour. This was on the weekend where the clocks changed, to help someone send their first email. An important step to getting online. So I've missed that. That's gone. But I still think the principle, the idea of you spending an hour of your time to help someone to sort of get to know the basics of internet and sending emails and things, I think it's a good principle which can still be used today. Gabby said this: I love being able to drop a quick friend, sorry, I'll read that again properly, to drop a friend a quick email to say hi, hope you're okay. Makes more sense that way. Hi, hope you're okay. We take it for granted that everyone can use the internet, but the reality is many people don't know how to. The internet makes it quick and simple to stay in touch, make arrangements and keep up to date, even if you live at different ends of the country. You can send instant messages, share photos, and even video call. So if you know someone who isn't online yet, why not use the extra hour this weekend to help them send their first email? So the hour's gone, but you can still do something. The BT ICM telephone poll of more than 2,000 adults found that those already online, 4 in 10, 40%, have used email to reconnect with someone, and more than half, 53%, got back in touch using Facebook. But isn't the bloke from Facebook the one who reckons that email is going to be phased out? I don't believe that. I think that there's something good and solid about email. I think email is always going to be around. Anyway, almost half, 47% of those who had lost touch with a close family friend said they would like to reconnect with them. Only about 1 in 10, 9%, wanted to get back in touch with a former flame. A lack of time and physical distance are often the cause of people losing touch. More than half, 54% of those surveyed said they had lost contact with someone because they didn't have time to keep in touch. And almost half, 46%, reported losing touch because their friend or family member had moved to another part of the country. And 42% of those had lost touch said distance prevented them reconnecting. To make it easy to explain the benefits of email, BT's Get It Together campaign and Gabby, well, they've produced a short film you can watch, bt.com/get it. Film forms part of a series of four. It says here, around 9 million people in the UK still haven't used the internet. BT, through its Get It Together campaign, is committed to helping to get another 100,000 people, that's a lot of people, online for the first time by the end of the London Olympic year. BT will also encourage and enable at least 10,000 people to become digital champions. I'm not being paid to read this out, by the way. This is just a press release, and I thought it's quite interesting. Even, you know, we've missed the clock change thing, but I think on the whole, the idea of getting more people to sort of use email, I think it's a good idea. Martha Lane Fox is the UK's digital champion and leads Race Online 2012. There must be sort of a race to get online before the Olympics. The national campaign to get everyone in the UK online by the Olympic year. Okay, so for more information, there's loads of information. There's just no time. I'm going to get 5 minutes on the audio. Boo! Oh dear. For more information, go to btplc.com.